Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for reaching out on the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is a recorded line. Do I have Raynell Jackson on the line?
Yes, you do.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm well.
Was there someone else speaking before you, ma'am?
Yeah, I was just I'm transferring you over or transferring her to you guys, but it looks like you have her information, so that's great.
Oh, thank you for putting that in, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank
Okay.
you. I'll
All
take it
right.
from here. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Hi, Miss Jackson.
Okay. Hello. I was telling him that I have a session at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3. So,
Well,
how long will it take?
let me go real quick then, okay?
Okay, great.
So, can I confirm just a couple things real quick, Miss Jackson? Is your callback number, is it area code 661-529-6628?
Yes.
Okay. I am Randy Reese again. Thank you. I'm on a recorded line and we'll get through this, and if you need to go at 2, if we haven't completed it, I could get back to you if needed, okay?
Okay.
So let's see. Now, you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, is that correct?
Correct.
Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim?
No.
And I have to ask this again, and it's just housekeeping, I promise. Are you willing to affirm under
Okay.
penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, ma'am, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that a yes?
That's a yes.
Thank you. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer? And I can be more specific, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancers.
Yes, ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Oh.
I appreciate it.
Do you?
It's getting better. I'm in remission, so.
That is very good to hear. Let's see if we can't get you a little justice for this. That's totally unnecessary what happened to you. And I normally spend a little bit more time getting to know you, but I understand we only have a few minutes. So let's get as far as we can. And like I say, even if we get through this and you want to talk some more later, I'm all here for you, okay?
I appreciate that.
And you are going to have my contact information. And again, it's Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. It helps you to remember. Okay.
Oh, I really like
Okay.
that.
Now, you had ovarian cancer. Do you happen to know the subtype? And if you don't, that's okay. But was it like clear cell, epithelial? Do you know?
just a serious ovarian cancer.
Okay. And you'd be
Like
filing.
that's all I remember.
That's okay. Will you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, I will.
And ma'am, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed September 2023, like around the first week of September.
Okay, so would it be fair to put September 7th?
That'll be fine.
Or would you like me to put a different day?
September 7th is it's around that time.
Okay, and you said of 2023, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and ma'am, what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Oh, perfect. So are we. We're in Irvine, so I'll get to that in a minute. What is your diagnosing doctor name? What's his name?
Dr. Edward Allen.
Hold on, I'll find him.
Okay.
Are you in Bakersfield?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I found him. Oh, he's got good reviews too. I hope you're happy with him.
Yes,
Okay,
thank you.
no worries. And so that's Dr. Edward Allen. Now, did you see him at his office, which would be at 3838 San Dimas Street in Bakersfield, or did you go to a hospital or somewhere?
The hospital.
Okay, and he practices at Dignity Health, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me pop
It's
that one
well,
up.
yeah, that's what it, yeah, that's the, like, I guess the whole
They
thing
change
of
their names a
Dignity, but
lot
we call
too.
it Memorial. Yeah, we used to
Okay.
call it Memorial, but I guess it's Dignity now.
And that is also on San Dimas Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
420 34th Street actually is a hospital's address.
Thank you. 420. Say it again. 34,
34th Street.
34th Street. And that's in Bakersfield, correct?
Bakersfield, California, 93301.
Thank you, ma'am. You just saved me a lot of time. Maybe I should just ask you each time before I try to Google it.
Oh, okay.
Do you know?
I was born and raised here.
I've actually been there, but it's been a while. It's a beautiful city, believe it or not. Well, you know that.
Yes.
And
Just don't go in the summer.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's everywhere in California. Ma'am, I did find a phone number for him, 661-654-0200.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And again, you are within the statutes of limitations, so let me keep going here. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Thank you. On average, how many times per year would you say you use the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
It was like 3 to 4 times a month. So.
Ooh, that's a lot. So you're average. Yeah, you're averaging 40 times a year.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
What's your date of birth, ma'am?
May 11, 1981.
I can officially call you young lady. It's May 11th, 1981, because I'm older than you. Okay.
I will take young lady as long as I can keep it.
Oh, you keep it for a while, trust me. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And, of course, I did text you my number. If you know anybody else that wants to talk about it, please feel free to pass on my name and number, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you were using the hair relaxer, was that primarily in California? You said born and raised in Bakersfield. So was that California?
Yes. I haven't lived anywhere else.
Approximately when did you start using the hair relaxer?
Around like the first week of June in 2012.
Thank you. And when did you approximately stop using it?
Right before my diagnosis, about the second week of August in 2023.
Very good that you stopped using it. Thank you. I put 8-10 of 23. I put the first week 6-1 of 2012 and 8-10 of 2023. So that started in June, stopped in August 2012 of 2023. Are those both pretty accurate for you?
Yes.
Okay. I know. I was going to say, do you want me to say that again?
But no.
You did good.
I got it.
Now, how often did you use and apply these products? Now, you did kind of answer this. The check boxes are weekly, monthly, 4 times a year. I would say at least monthly, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many consecutive years did you use the products?
Usually, like I said, it's 3 to 4 times a month.
I've got that in there. Trust me. I'm not going to let that slide.
Every month.
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 4 times per month, every month. I'm going to put that in the notes for sure. Okay. Now.
Thank you.
How many consecutive years did you use the products? So right here, you got 11. Did you use them for those whole 11 years?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do this mostly?
Right now, I just have braids.
No, those are nice, too. I'm listening to a lot of reggae music anyway, so perfect, okay?
Hey.
Now, did you receive your hair treatments mostly at home?
Yes.
Okay. And
the box relaxes. Sometimes the salon, but most of the time at home.
Okay. Would you happen to know the name and address of any of the salons you went to that to be able to verify it, or was it just a one-off?
I don't remember. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. Now, did you stick to a particular product like Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal, any particular one that you used most of the time?
Dark and Lovely.
Thank you, ma'am. And, all right, skipping down, what type of treatment did you receive? That's okay.
Chemotherapy.
Oh, poor baby.
And then, yes. So I had like several rounds of chemotherapy drugs in my IV, about 6 rounds for about 3 months.
Okay.
And then some pain medication.
I already had type meds because that always goes with the chemo, so I kind of had that ahead. But you did 6 rounds for 3 months.
Yes.
Oh, let's make sure we put that in there. Okay. And
then it was a hysterectomy
what?
Surgery. Yeah.
Oh, you're so sorry. You know what?
No
You
more
threw me off.
children.
You sound well, no, but you sound so good, and your outlook sounds so good. So you kind of threw me off on that. So I really
That's
appreciate you.
okay. I mean, church, God.
You know it.
Yeah.
Give me a treatment date within those 3 months that you got. Do you recall when you started? Did they take you right after your diagnosis and start treating you?
I started being treated in September of 2023,
About the
like
beginning?
around the 15th, yeah, about
15.
the 15th.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and your doctor that treated you, is that the same doctor you gave me before, or did you go to a different doctor?
Yes, and I did all my treatments at the hospital.
And that so that would be again with Dr. Allen, and that's at Dignity Health on at
And I was in
423.
the hospital for 16 days.
Oh, I'm going to make sure I put that in there too. Okay, you really are
Okay,
almost
thank
done.
you.
You really are almost done with this. Okay, doctor's name. I'm just copying and pasting. You know what? Why don't you just tell me the address again? Because then I don't have to keep going up and down. It's something.
420
Thank you.
34th Street,
34th Street.
93301 of Bakersfield.
Bakersfield. Thank you. That was much quicker than me going back and forth. 93301.
Well, my therapist haven't called yet, so hey, we might have a little more time.
Oh, good, good. Well, if you need to go, just let me know and I'll keep this on hold. How long do you think you'll be on the phone for if that call comes?
It's an hour. It's an hour.
Okay. I'm here till 5.
Yeah.
But you've got
So,
a
well,
cl
she
you
hasn't
you
called yet, so we'll keep going.
Okay, you've got a claim. You really do, because now I'm really just going to be collecting contact information and stuff like that. Let me make sure of that. Yep, I am. You're seconds away from being done. Please confirm your gender for me.
Okay. I'm a female.
And please spell your first name for me.
RayNell.
RayNell.
No, RAY.
RayNell.
Yes, right now.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Raynell. What is your, please spell your last name for me.
Jackson, JACKSON.
JACKSON, correct? Any suffix to that, junior, senior?
No.
Once in a while, I get a lady that does, honest.
Yeah.
It happens. And your social security number, ma'am?
545-690039.
39. Okay. And I have your email as Raynell, RayNell Butler at gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you. And 661-529-6628, is that the best phone number?
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
I like text.
Perfect. What's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Like in between, I guess, 9 to 10, and
Okay.
then around like 2 to 3.
Okay. And please give me your address.
Okay, it's 8900 Worrell Court, WORRELL.
And that is in Bakersfield, California, and that would be 93311, correct?
Yes, it is.
And I got to double check. On the hospital, it is 93301 at Dignity Health. Okay, thank you. All right. Now, can you please confirm for me that medical records do exist for your diagnosis and for what we've talked about today? And if you have them, would you be able to help get them to the attorneys if needed? So starting with,
Yes.
okay, thank you. And electronically or mail or both if they ask?
Yes, but they're out the hospital.
I understand that, but you confirm
Oh,
me that
okay.
you confirm me that you exist. One of the things I'm going to ask you to sign is a DocuSign that allows the attorneys to get the records. But if they have any issues or not, they may ask you for assistance, and that's what I mean. So
Okay.
as long as you're
Yes.
confirming for me that you know they exist, that would mean that you could get them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah,
Now,
I'm open to helping.
thank you. Now, The last, I got to go back up, and there's one question that pops up, and I got to go all the way back up. It pops up at the very end, and then I got to go back to it. And this is a question about, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. I mean the ovarian, I'm sorry.
Our cycle.
I know, no, you're way ahead of me on this. It was the ovarian cancer. But where is that question? Because I've missed it before. And because it pops up later is what it does. And so it's kind of weird. Okay. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We do ask for an emergency contact. This would be in case for an extended period of time that we cannot get a hold of you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you or your loved ones. Now, all I really need for this, actually this precaution helps prevent disruptions on your case. All I really need is a first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe to you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Nate.
And phone number, please?
661-459-8232.
8232. And he's a friend?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me just look this over. I'll be as quick as I can, but that was the last question. You know what? I did want to put that in there. Friend. Okay. And the additional notes I wanted to put is that how many times, so tell me again in your own words, how many times you use that per month, 3 to 4 times per month?
Yes.
I want to make sure that's included. Okay.
Wow, they keep having earthquakes.
I felt one yesterday.
Yeah, are you up north?
No, I live in Corona.
Wait, no,
where that is.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it is north. Because my niece stayed in San Francisco, and they had a tsunami watch, and she can see from her apartment the ocean, like, push back.
Wow. That's
yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That's kind of scary, actually.
Right. And we were looking at, I have an earthquake tracker since we started having all those earthquakes, and it keeps having, like, 3.4 back to back to back.
That's, yeah, uh-oh. That could mean the big one. It's telling me
I missed
a question. Let me keep going down here. I don't know where this is. Okay. Oh, I know one of them here. Google didn't fill this in for me, so I know that one. That would be your state.
Oh, yeah, that is up north. They're all on the ocean in Eureka.
Oh, okay, good. So they're sticking up in the ocean. I'm just getting about ready to send you this DocuSign. I just got to find this one question.
Okay.
You were diagnosed on 9/7 of 2023, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second. One quick second. Madison, can you help me with this? Give me one second here, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Oh, okay. You with me?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. I have trouble finding this question because it pops up afterwards. So I asked one of my coworkers to help me. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
Well, let me ask you this because I think the answer is yes, but let me explain to you. Your diagnosis was 23, correct?
Yes.
You started using hair relaxer in 2012, correct?
Uh-huh.
So did you use hair relaxer for a full year, at least a full year, or two full years before you got diagnosed with cancer? In other words, did you use it for two or more years?
Okay. I thought it meant like directly 2 years after.
No.
So
let me read it to you again so we make sure that you understand. And that's the way these questions are written, and it's my own fault. So it is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Yes,
exactly. Thank you for that. Sorry about the confusion on that. Okay, now I'm going to do this real quick. A couple things I'm going to send you. That was the last question, and you do meet the criteria, but I need you to sign the document. So if you get that call, you can hang up. You don't necessarily need me to be on the call while you sign this. It's coming your way. But what I am going to do, and I just say that because I want you to stay on the phone as long as you can, but what is going to come your way is two things. The text message from me that gives you my contact information and how to get a hold of me if you want to talk later, if you have any questions about this. And then the second text message is going to be your attorney. That's your attorney that represents you in this matter. Okay? They're going to give you a call usually within 24 to 48 hours from here, just basically introduce themselves. They're not going to put you through the same thing that you and I just went through.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me go into my drafts, and I'm going to send that to you. There it is. And it only takes a second, so if you could just, it's coming via text as well as email. And Ms. Jackson, upon conclusion of you signing, a copy of this will automatically be deposited in your email, so you do not need to download the DocuSign app that it'll ask you for at the end. Okay?
Okay. It just popped up.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and open it up and check it out and click the little box that says you agree to accept information from me electronically, and then I'll be quiet and you can continue. And if you've done DocuSign, it's real simple. You know that already.
DocuSign on my phone.
Yes. Oh, good. So you already have the app. And I do want to let you know that if any time you're not, you know, happy with the way the attorneys are treating you, we will let you out of this. And while you're doing that as well, and this is in writing as well as we are on a recorded line, there is no fee to you if they're not successful in your claim. The only time there would be a fee, Ms. Jackson, is if they are successful, in which case it's a 60-40 split. You get the 60%.
Okay.
Now I'll be quiet, like I said.
You're okay.
Thank you.
All right. Adopt and sign. Sign. Draw your initials. Adopt and sign. Oh, I don't
want
to do this. Not that. Something else.
Oh, don't worry. I hear you.
I like my job. Okay.
All right.
And then it says, I got another text.
Oh, that just came from me.
All parties have completed. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All parties have completed.
Download documents.
You can, since you have the app already. That's your call.
Okay.
You know.
And then I got another one, I think. Directly from you, Randy, yeah, your information.
Right, and I'm pulling up the information for the law firm right now that's going to be representing you. But like I say, they're going to be reaching out. You will be able to speak directly to the lawyer. So if you want, I can't talk dollar amounts about settlements or anything like that. But if you do want to talk to them about it, you can. And another thing I would suggest to you is you can go into Google and see what the average settlements amounts for these are. But again, that's up to you on whether you want to do it. Each settlement is judged differently, and that's why it was important to me to make sure that I got in, you know, the amount of times that you used it and anything else that you can think of.
I wish that we could have figured this out way sooner in the years. It would have been very helpful.
Yes, ma'am, I do know that. But unfortunately, Big Pharma drags their feet, and they've got a lot deeper pockets. And this is Johnson & Johnson's, the guys behind this one. And, you know, there's a lot more ailments that they should be collecting on, accepting on this claim. And I'm so sorry that that happened to you. But there's ladies that didn't get cancer but got, you know, literally burn marks in their head and lost their hair. I talked to ladies that are bald. It's crazy. But right now, the only thing
they're... Yeah, it's not like my mom. My mom has alopecia.
Yeah.
She had a partial hysterectomy.
Poor thing.
But, yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe things are going to change and we'll start putting more pressure on these big companies. And by you participating, you're helping the cause. You really are. I'm very passionate about this. This isn't the only claim I handle. And it's just, the big pharma's been getting away with profits before people for too long, ma'am. Seriously. Did I lose you?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, I was about done. That was my little on my pulpit speech. Okay.
No, go ahead.
No. Well, it's just, I see all these people and all we focus in on is, you know, illnesses and things like that. And instead, you know, maybe they should make these guys do a little bit more homework and then that way people wouldn't get sick. How's that? Oh, but I do appreciate you participating. I really, really do. And if you have any questions, you don't hesitate to reach out to me, young lady, seriously. And just what
I will. I have your. I'm gonna store your contact information.
Please do, and feel free to pass it on to anyone else. And as well as Pulaski 84, they're going to be reaching out to you. You do have their number. If you don't hear from them in a couple days, you're welcome to call them. But I say give it a couple days because I have to transmit the file over to them. Now, do you have any questions?
Okay. No, I don't. I'm fine.
All right, young lady, you have a blessed day, and it's a true pleasure meeting you. And don't hesitate to reach out if you need any help.
Thank you, Mr. Reese.
All right, take care now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.